Fitness enthusiasts recall scary moments after taking SARMs. Bataling Jaya, Aaron, not his real name, had the ambitious goal of achieving a muscular physique during his university days and was willing to do whatever it takes to reach this. After training for about 3 years, he felt disappointed about the slow progression and through research, found out about selective androgen receptor modulator, SARMs. I came across some videos online where SARMs supposedly gave the same results as steroids, minus the side effects. The offer was too tempting and I purchased it online, he said. After about a week of consumption, however, Aaron woke up to a shock one morning. He temporarily lost his eyesight. I was panicking as I could not see anything for about 15 minutes, but things went back to normal after that. I also experienced yellow vision before I had the eyesight scare, he said, recalling the incident about 3 years back. That was enough to stop me from using SARMs or any other substances. After the experiment, I learned a valuable lesson that the best way for progress is always naturally, he said. The gym goer who wanted to be known as Charlie also experienced a yellow tint in his vision after regularly consuming SARMs for about 8 weeks. Towards the end of this period, my vision was off and everything seemed yellow. After I stopped consuming it, everything went back to normal, he said, adding that the product was promoted to him by a fellow gym goer who sold it in person. Meanwhile, fitness enthusiast F. Harrell, 27, said performance-enhancing drug usage was the common chatter among his circle of gym buddies. It's a rather taboo topic and sellers only promote it to those extremely close to them or want to get bigger quickly, he said. Rachel Gan, Honorary Secretary of the Malaysian Community Pharmacy Guild, MCPG, said e-commerce platforms should clamp down on the sale of SARMs and similar products. She added that anabolic steroids are sold over-the-counter at some places although they are not allowed to. Misuse could lead to increased risk of high blood pressure, diabetes, osteoporosis and more, she added. Gan said some gym goers tend to misuse anabolic steroids to get their ideal shape, but with their health at stake. Perhaps they are unsure of the side effects and the risk involved, and prioritize external looks instead, she said. A pharmacist who spoke on condition of anonymity said these items are sometimes siphoned in from overseas when the sellers travel abroad. It is then sold without approval from the Health Ministry's National Pharmaceutical Regulatory Agency, NPRA. Some even go to the extent of faking the NPRA approval number or the items are not marketed as steroids to avoid any attention from authorities. Those who know what they are will buy it. If it is not online, they sell it in person at gyms, he said, adding that most consume it for vanity purposes.